Okay, so let's start talking about Modani, which is quite at the beginning of the sitter. So it's not a right. This is not an obligatory tefillah. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. It doesn't appear in the Rambam. It doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. It's introduced in the Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe ben Machir, who is I think a 16th century. One second, it's 16th century or. His exact years, 16th century Kabbalist. But it makes its way into the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, where the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not obligatory, but it is a good thing to say when you wake up in the morning. So what exactly does it mean? Now, obviously, the first thing that most people point out is that if you just want to understand the words, often people get it wrong, but it's Modani lefanecha melachai v'kayam shechazarta b'nishmati, and this is where people get it wrong, right? Rabba emunatecha, it's not bechemla rabba, but bechemla, right? So I thank God, the King, the Eternal King, that you returned my soul with compassion. Your faithfulness is a lot, which is from a pasuk in Eicha. Now, even though this particular tefillah, as I said, is very late, some of the ideas are much earlier. So, for example, if you look in Midrash Tehillim, the Midrash Tehillim says, and this seems to be the basic idea of it, as follows: "Biyadcha afkid ruchi b'noheg shebaolam adam mafkidin etzlo pikdonot." Normally, the way the world works is that someone you give someone a security, you give not a security, pikdon, a No, it's something that I entrust to them. So it could be a collateral, right? Or it could be just, right, hold on to my phone, watch it for me, whatever. So let's say it's money, right? So the way people do it is, right, if I tell Beer, listen, watch my 100 shekel bill, or just hold it for a little bit, and he happens to have another one as well, he doesn't really care which one is which. Right, as long as he gives it back to me, it doesn't matter. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Ken, God is not like that. Al Hashem Kel Emet, God is true. Shema Amar Echad Shacharit. Now, why is this relevant? Because he says maybe someone will wake up in the morning. Uvikesh Nafsho V'lo Matzah. Did it ever happen that someone put his soul? Right, he went to sleep. He put his soul in God's hand, and he woke up. And Steiner is in Beer's body, and Beer's in Steiner's body, and right, God said whatever. Okay, they'll both be in Migdal in the morning, and Yalla, who cares whose body's where? Right, that's never happened. Exactly. That is the theme of many movies. Oshem matzah nafsho biyad acher. Oh, nafsho shel acher biyado. Lekach ne'emar pedito ti Hashem kel emet. And that's why we say God redeemed me, the God of truth. Amar Rebbe Alexander, Alexandri says basar v'dam afkidim biyado chadashim v'shoen etzlo. Even more than that, when I give something to someone, doesn't matter how good of a guardian they are, it comes back older than when I gave it to them. Right, I give it whatever it is I give you. Even if you take the best care, time has passed and now it is old. So now it comes back older and worn out. But we give our soul and our body to God at night, and it's worn out and exhausted. And we get it back refreshed. You should know this. And a worker, right? They work all day. And you're exhausted and worn out. And we go to sleep. We give our soul to God. And we wake up with a healthy body. Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Simon omer, mimash atam mechadshenu livkarim, anu ma'amanim makirim sh'atam, right? That which we... So then Rabbi Shimon in the Midrash says, and the fact that you give us our soul in the morning is what gives us faith that one day you'll give us back our souls even after we die. And just like we wake up in the morning, so we know that we went through this sleep of Galut and we'll wake up with Geula. So even though, like I said, the particular tefillah of Modani is very late, it's from Moshe ben Machir, this idea that it is capturing, that we give our soul to God. We give our body to God when we go to sleep. And when God gives it back to us, and what happens to our body, and that which refreshes us, the fact that we wake up, and the rejuvenation we feel when we wake up in the morning, and that's a reason to thank God. Right? That idea is a very common idea in Jewish thought in general, in Midrashim. And therefore, this tefillah of Moshe ben Machir, again, even though it's a late tefillah, the reason that I think it caught on popularly, and the Mishnah Berurah says, well, you should say it, is because at the end of the day, the idea, right, the idea is pretty central, right? The idea is pretty fundamental. And this is just an articulation or a capturing of those religious sentiments, right? So that's just, it's time, so that's just a little bit on it, and then we'll see some other things that come up on it. I saw last night Rav Cook has a nice piece on Modani and Nolat Riyah. I was looking for something else, but I came across it, so I'll maybe we'll share that tomorrow.